A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Well, good evening. It's 6:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. Still blue sky, 95 degrees. KSL's top story.
Coronavirus and classrooms. A special hour on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News.
2,500 parents have started a Facebook group to get the Davis School District to hold classes completely in the school buildings this semester. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce says they feel their voices aren't being heard.
Especially at the past board meeting where speaking time was limited. They say there are social, emotional, and mental health challenges if kids aren't in class, and they tend to backslide academically and not get the support they need, especially bilingual and special needs students. The parents would like the district, at minimum, to give them a timetable of when they'll be going back to campus full-time, or they might just vote board members out of office in November.
But the district says they're holding classes in the school buildings 2 days a week for now to help teachers and students social distance and stay safe. Some parents have only days before school starts for their children, but they still can't decide on picking remote learning or pushing them back to the classroom. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
It isn't a simple yes-no answer for some people. Dr. Ryan Godfredson at Utah Valley Pediatrics told KSL-TV that the risk factors for in-person include any underlying conditions in your child's health or in a family member they're close to. Also consider if you spend time with compromised grandparents or your child will not wear a mask all day.
It's not a bad idea to go visit with your pediatrician to just have that conversation to try to assess together really what is the risk for your child going back to school.
He says pediatricians overall actually want to see kids in class. It's better for their learning and their socio-emotional health. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Governor Herbert says he's cautiously optimistic about in-person schooling beginning in less than 2 weeks. But he also says districts are preparing for what happens if we see a spike in COVID cases. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Governor Herbert says no, they can't eliminate the risk of COVID-19 spreading after the school year begins.
People ask me a lot of times here in the last week or two, why? Why are we opening up our schools?
But he says the American Academy of Pediatrics is advocating that any plan to open schools should start with the goal of having the kids be there in person. But they will keep a close watch on infection rates in the state and that districts know what to do if the rates climb to an unacceptable level.
All the plans have, in fact, a plan B to it in case it doesn't work.
He says if rates go too high, in-person classes would cease to be. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 6:33. Another college conference is canceled fall sports. Todd Fuchs, which one?
Jeff, it's the Western Athletic Conference. They made the announcement today. Utah Valley University is in the WAC. The conference commissioner released a statement saying the health and safety of our student athletes, the many others associated with our programs, and all those in our campus environments always will be the highest priority. A decision on WAC basketball will be made in October. Joe Biden is calling for a nationwide mask mandate. Your voice, your vote 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
The likely Democratic nominee says every American should be wearing a mask.
It's not about your rights. It's about your responsibilities as an American.
He encouraged governors to institute a mandate on their own, saying masks can save lives.
The estimates by the experts are it will save over 40,000 lives.
Biden and his newly picked running mate Kamala Harris got briefed on the pandemic today, the pair criticizing the White House response afterwards.
There may be some grand gestures offered by the current president about a vaccine, but it really doesn't matter until you can answer the question, when am I going to get vaccinated?
From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
And President Trump quickly reacting to Biden's proposed mask mandate. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, President Trump taking aim at his opponent during his White House briefing.
At every turn, Biden has been wrong about the virus, ignoring the scientific evidence and putting left-wing politics before facts and evidence.
The president also accusing Biden of being in favor of locking all Americans in their basements for months on end. Store owners around Chicago's Michigan Avenue are asking themselves if one of America's most prestigious shopping districts can rebound from the damage caused by looting this week. Damage is sure to run into the millions of dollars and comes as a double blow alongside the pandemic. Businesses had been slowly reopening after pandemic-related shutdowns when the looting occurred. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says the reason the pandemic continues to surge is because the U.S. didn't deal with it well for long enough.
The nature of our country, of people having this independent feeling like, I don't want to do this because someone is telling me to do it, that's getting us into trouble.
He says the length of the pandemic depends on the behavior of each of us. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:35.
Ricky, what awaits the drivers out there?
Well, right now, we have a new accident. It's in Spanish Fork. I'm not sure if this is a truck hauling a trailer or a boat or something, but this crash is eastbound on Highway 6. It's about a half mile east of the Highway 89 junction. It's been blocking a right lane of traffic. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ray. Do you hear my dog in the background there, Ricky?
I do. Is that Lola?
Yeah, Lola's first
Happy
birthday.
Happy birthday.
Today. Right. So she gets away with doing all this barking in the next room. Anyway, my minute of news is on the way. Lola, stop it. KSL News Time, 6:36.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.